This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.
Century you're living in today, for a brave new world where everything that you cherished and held true will no longer exist.
The original Constitution, I think it is an imperfect document, and I think it is a document that reflects some deep flaws.
And that would authorize him to use the military to arrest people in the United States who, in the president's opinion, are enemies of the country.
You'll find that they've also asked for the right to imprison farmers who wouldn't keep books as prescribed by the federal government. The Secretary of Agriculture asked for the right to seize farms through condemnation and resell them to other individuals. And contained in that same program was a provision that would have allowed the federal government to remove 2 million farmers from the soil.
These government Republicans and Democrats were busy shredding the last vestiges of the Constitution. They're talking about inserting the army into domestic law enforcement. The homeland is part of the battlefield, and people can be held without trial, whether an American citizen or not.
I have been often to, the mothership in New York City, but it's good to have an outpost of the council right here down the street from the State Department. We get a lot of advice from the council, so this will mean I won't have as far to go to be told what we should be doing and how we should think about the future.
Take off the tinfoil hat
and put on the Kevlar.
It's time for battle with Paul Preston and the Agenda 21 Show.
Well, hello and welcome to Agenda 21 Radio. This is a radio show that is stopping totalitarianism one exceptional American at a time. And yes, ladies and gentlemen, are you that exceptional American? I suspect you are. Welcome to the show. A lot of things going on. And yes, it is another banner news day. We've been talking about this situation in which child grooming for school mass school shootings, of course, was located in New Mexico, just a few miles. Literally, it looks like just 40, 50 miles from the Colorado border. So up in that area, up towards the Four Corners area of the United States, sits this compound that was built a little while ago, and a trailer that has been dug into the ground and parked in there, of course. A little insulating factor, I guess. That's sort of a desert rat thing to do. I remember working out in the desert of the Mojave and having such rat behavior go on. And yeah, I can tell you, having been a truancy officer and so on, going out on some of the truancy things, it was kind of interesting. Some of the underground dwellings that I've been in caves, in which you find children living in squalor. This happens. That's why people get off the grid, right? Really off the grid. I don't want to be found. Anyway, so that's one of the stories we're covering. We're going to get back into this because we want to find out who the characters are, the real cast of characters, the people that have been charged. There's been three women and two men. There's also been a body discovered and believed to be the son of one of the men. Great police work, I want to say, between Georgia and New Mexico. And they had to come in SWAT style because there's a shooting range. There's been a lot of shooting at the place, which, of course, lends you to believe that perhaps there's something more nefarious going on, which is exactly what they found when they got there. They had 11 very, very emaciated children from 1 to 15 in age. And as it turns out, the investigators have revealed that in court charging papers that what was really going on there was a training camp for children to learn how to do mass school shootings. Okay. Just another sign of the time, right? Well, we said that these kind of things exist. People just don't believe us. Anyway, a lot of things going on with the Trump investigation. Oh, did I say the Trump investigation? How about the Mueller investigation? There's a lot going on there. We're getting more and more information that's starting to be leaked. I wonder where these leaks are coming from about Mueller, and his, you know, I mean, he's got connections to Uranium One. He's got connection to the graft and corruption that's come out of the Ukraine since the new Nazis in Ukraine have taken over, really with the handiwork of both the CIA director and the FBI director at the time of the takeovers of the Ukraine back in 2013 and 14. Now, I wonder who those characters were. Let's see. How about John Brennan for the CIA? I'm shocked that it would be John Brennan. And then the FBI director at the time was Robert Mueller. Both were actively engaged in the overthrow of Yanukovych, who happened to have been the Russian leading president of Ukraine. They helped to overthrow him. Now, what does that have to do with it? It has a lot to do with Paul Manafort. Paul Manafort at the time was working with Yanukovych, the Russian-leaning president of the Ukraine, who got overthrown by, guess who, Mueller and Brennan. Now, and all of a sudden, whoop, here we go. Manafort's on trial for a charge that was charged in 2006 but never followed up on because they didn't have the evidence. And now they got somebody they think they have the evidence on him with, his business partner, who was threatened, of course, within inches of his life and his family's life, I'm sure, by Robert Mueller. These people do not play fair in the sandbox, now, do they? How can you just, you know, not implicate Mueller? And I'm sure that Comey came, because Comey came along after Mueller. But Mueller, who was the acting FBI director, and John Brennan, they helped to overthrow the government, the elected government of the Ukraine to put in the Nazi leaning, and they're Nazis. Let's make no mistake, they are absolutely dyed in the wool Nazis who run the Ukraine today. That government was put in place by, yeah, John Brennan and Robert Mueller. Don't you hate it when a plan comes or information comes out? It's mind boggling, isn't it? And now you've got Mueller investigating Donald J. Trump. Shocking. Shocking. And then, of course, who hired Mueller? I mean, you've got all kinds of things going on. The defaults that have been put in place to protect Hillary Clinton and her ilk and the international cartels, if you will, because Mueller's part of that. And certainly John Brennan, boy, has he outed himself as the most bizarre person on the planet. Anyway, so one of the main things that has been behind this whole Trump thing is the so-called Steele dossier, the shocking revelations about golden showers by Donald Trump. Amazing golden showers. You know, that whole thing, that whole dossier that came out and said there's all these things on Donald Trump about his sexual proclivities in Russia. When he went to Russia, of course, the whole dossier has been completely made up and fabricated. And who was the guy, Christopher Steele, who was behind it all? Now, Chuck Grassley has some things to say about that. Let's see what Chuck has to say. Because apparently, which is really kind of interesting, there's news and information out about all this, yet people don't want to talk about it.
The views of the majority leader are important to consider, but they do not govern what happens here in the Judiciary Committee.
That Senate Judiciary Chairman Chuck Grassley this week pushing back at Majority Leader Mitch McConnell's efforts to block the Mueller bill. Earlier, I sat down with Senator Grassley to discuss that bill and many other critical issues facing the Senate. Take a look. All right, Senator Grassley, thanks so much for being with us tonight. And I want to start by asking what you think of the fact that several conservative congressmen have asked for Jeff Sessions to investigate Hillary, Comey, McCabe, Lynch. Here we are almost a year and a half into the Trump administration, and they're still asking Sessions to do what they've been asking him to do for almost a year.
I wouldn't be surprised, but some of that might be happening, and we don't know about it because of the tradition within the Justice Department and the FBI not to talk about ongoing investigations. You hear rumors about some things that are being done that aren't talked about very regularly. And I would just suggest that anybody that's involved in enforcing the law, and everybody in the Justice Department ought to be involved in that, you follow the facts where they take you.
When we hope that they do that, but with all due respect, the American public has lost confidence in the FBI. And you and I both know that, you know, the FBI leaks like a sieve, even at the top, starting with Jim Comey, leaking information that some say is classified so that it would get to the New York Times. So how can we be confident in this Department of Justice, in this FBI?
First of all, I think you could have confidence in the people that aren't running the FBI, that they're doing their job. And I think that we all have a responsibility, including those in the FBI and those in the Justice Department, to do what we can to reestablish the integrity of the FBI that's been warped a little bit by some of the things that McCabe and Comey have been involved in, not just in this administration, but in previous administrations.
The American people are frustrated. My viewers are frustrated. Let's talk about the fact that I believe you asked a direct question to Jim Comey in May of 2017.
And when we come back, we're going to talk about this question and answer and see what Mr. Grassley has to say. This involves what they're trying to do now is protect the Mueller investigation from the president. They're introducing a bill to try and stop it. Not going to work.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston. With Agenda 21.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 1-800-558-7297 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-558-7297 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-558-7297. That's 1-800-558-7297. Again, 1-800-558-7297.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. Do you need a car? Been shopping only to be turned down because of bad credit, low credit, no credit, bankruptcy, or divorce? Guess what? Today's your lucky day, because now you can buy a car, truck, or SUV, just about any vehicle. It's true. Bad credit? Doesn't matter. No credit? Doesn't matter. Bankruptcy or divorce, it just doesn't matter. As a matter of fact, your job is your ticket to your new vehicle. We're Auto Credit Express, and we've helped thousands of people just like you. Antonio H. told us, great company, got me connected, and the day I went in, I drove off in the car I wanted. 100% worth your time. Need a car? Get started now, and drive off as early as today. Just go to 2ignoremyscore.com right now. That's www.2ignoremyscore.com. Auto financing the easy way. 2ignoremyscore.com. Get started today. Auto financing the easy way.
Possible. Years ago, when I invented my pillow, I thought I was the only one out there with problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I'd flip-flop all night, or wake up with a sore neck or headache. So that's why I invented my pillow. You can adjust my pillow's patented fill to your exact individual needs to help you get to sleep faster and stay there longer to get the quality sleep you need. I back it with my 10-year warranty and my 60-day money-back guarantee. And now to thank you, I'm bringing back my best offer ever. Buy one of my MyPillows and get another one absolutely free.
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 and use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
There are enough laws on the books by Congress that are very clear in terms of how we have to enforce our immigration system.
He's undoing the UN, one community at a time. It's Paul Preston.
And welcome back to Agenda 21 Radio. Remember to visit our website at agenda21radio.news. That's agenda21radio.news. And also newcaliforniastate.com. We're going to rejoin this interview of Judge Jeanine, who's been on Agenda 21 Radio, I might add, talking to Senator Chuck Grassley. Now, there is a proposed bill that's out there, and this bill is designed to protect the Mueller investigation from the president. Okay, that's what the legislators want to do. And in fact, it actually apparently, go figure, Mitch McConnell kind of supports it. But Chuck Grassley does not. And Jeanine is asking a number of questions of him. We started off talking about Grassley and Jeanine talking about the investigation, how it's going, what's been not happening, what's not been revealed. And now Judge Jeanine is going to extract from Grassley the information about the Steele dossier. There's apparently been a video recording of his deposition in which he was under oath in the UK about this whole thing. And this is what the core, the nugget, is all about. Here we go.
You know, the FBI leaks like a sieve, even the at the top, starting with Jim Comey, leaking information that some say is classified so that it would get to the New York Times. So how can we be confident in this Department of Justice, in this FBI?
First of all, I think you could have confidence in the people that aren't running the FBI, that they're doing their job. And I think that we all have a responsibility, including those in the FBI and those in...
You can have confidence in those not running the FBI, says Grassley. I mean, do you hear that? You can have confidence in those not running the FBI.
In the Justice Department to do what we can to reestablish the integrity of the FBI that's been warped a little bit by some of the things that McCabe and Comey have been involved in, not just in this administration, but in previous administrations.
The American people are frustrated. My viewers are frustrated. Let's talk about the fact that I believe you asked a direct question to Jim Comey in May of 2017. You said, Director Comey, have you ever been an anonymous source in news reports about matters relating to the Trump investigation or the Clinton investigation? Comey replied, never. Then you say, question two, have you ever authorized someone else at the FBI to be an anonymous source in news reports about Trump or Clinton investigation? Comey again said no. You had a reason for asking those questions. That would be a predicate for perjury, and you know it. The problem is that we now have an attorney general who has recused himself, and you are continuing to push a bill to protect Mueller, all right? First question, do you believe Comey lied to you?
I think that there's plenty of evidence there that that ought to be carried further, because whether he was under oath, but even if it wasn't under oath, it's against the law to lie to Congress.
Okay, it's against the law to lie to Congress, against the law to lie to the FBI. You have confidence in Jeff Sessions.
Yes, I do.
All right, you have so much confidence that you're pushing this bill to prohibit the president from firing Mueller, although the president for the past 4 months has not said he's firing Mueller. Why do you continue to push this bill?
I pushed this bill because I made a commitment to my colleagues when they introduced three different bills. I said, I'm not going to deal with three different bills. There's some question about the constitutionality of it. I said, if you get together, I'll bring it up. Now, I don't think Mueller's going to be fired. I'm not sure that there's a need for legislation. But when I make a commitment to my colleagues that if you can get a bipartisan agreement, I'm chairman of the committee, right, I feel like I have a responsibility to keep my word to my colleagues.
The senator, you are an extremely important individual. You are one of the lions of the Senate. You have been in Congress since 1974. You get this, all right? The Senate has passed virtually
no bills last year. The House passed over 400 bills. What are you guys doing dilly-dallying about whether Mueller should be fired? You yourself have said that there doesn't appear to be any evidence of collusion. Why are we wasting taxpayer money?
Well, instead of answering your question, you brought up a very important issue. The Senate isn't getting much legislating done because we face a Democrat filibuster on every non-controversial and even controversial nominees, but most of these nominees are non-controversial.
Almost 50 years. What would you change if you could?
I would... You ask a very difficult question. I think that what I would like to do is have the people that police our system, the media, if they would be more fair in their reporting and not be so liberally oriented, it would go a long ways towards reestablishing people's confidence in our government. That's what I would change. Now, you aren't going to do that by law. That's within the discipline of journalism. But they have a lot to do with whether or not people are, whether or not government's doing its business, whether people have confidence in the government, because they're always reporting on controversy, never reporting on things where people get along.
What can the American people do when we see these injustices?
We've got a president that has come to town to drain the swamp. It's pretty hard to drain the swamp when you have three branches of government, but I'm convinced this president's doing everything he can to drain the swamp because he's questioning the culture of this town.
You question the culture of this town?
Every day. That's what oversight's all about. That's what saying, for instance, if something's wrong and you expose it, and the people that did the wrongdoing, if they don't get fired, if heads don't roll, nothing's going to change in Washington.
Well, 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 Mr. Grassley. Mm-hmm. So he's pushing the bill, but not pushing the bill. Let's get that one straight. But the pressure that's mounting on lawmakers to obtain this video of a deposition of Christopher Steele, the author of the infamous Trump dossier, which was given in the United Kingdom in a legal proceeding there under oath, Grassley wants to review the deposition of Steele, a former British spy. I hate it when this happens. He wants it to be given, this thing was given as part of an ongoing civil litigation against the publisher of BuzzFeed and Steele's UK-based company, Orbis Business International, Air Intelligence. Now, this goes back way back. This was one of the main things that prompted this investigation, and it's bogus, completely bogus. So they just want to see Steele in action under oath in a video. That's all they want to do. You know, what's your definition of is? Maybe we'll get a lot of those. What is your definition of is, right? Mm-hmm. It says, on both sides of the Atlantic, a multi-million dollar civil litigation fight is underway. Russian tech guru Alexei Gubarev claimed that his companies Webzilla and XBT Holdings were defamed after BuzzFeed published the 35-page unverified dossier authored by Christopher Steele in January of 2017. I hate it when this happens. Right when Donald Trump is taking office, right? Golden showers, anyone? Steele wrote a series of memos which became known as the Trump dossier. And one of the memos alleged that Gubarev's companies use botnets and porn traffic. Botnets and porn traffic to transmit viruses, plant bugs, steal data, and conduct alerting operations. I hate it when this happens, against the Democratic Party leadership. I'm shocked. I am shocked that that's going on. Aren't you? Steele has yet to tell Congress details about who he was working for and when. There's more to come here, ladies and gentlemen. We'll be back. You're listening to Agenda 21 Radio. Visit our website, agenda21radio.news, and donate. Donate, donate, donate. We'll be right back.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a bill. Call 1-800-558-7297 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-558-7297 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-558-7297. That's 1-800-558-7297. Again, 1-800-558-7297.
Do you need a car? Been shopping only to be turned down because of bad credit, low credit, no credit, bankruptcy, or divorce? Guess what? Today's your lucky day, because now you can buy a car, truck, or SUV, just about any vehicle. It's true. Bad credit doesn't matter. No credit doesn't matter. Bankruptcy or divorce, it just doesn't matter. As a matter of fact, your job is your ticket to your new vehicle. We're Auto Credit Express, and we've helped thousands of people just like you. Antonio H. told us, great company, got me connected, and the day I went in, I drove off in the car I wanted. 100% worth your time. Need a car? Get started now and drive off as early as today. Just go to 2ignoremyscore.com right now. That's www.2ignoremyscore.com. Auto financing the easy way. 2ignoremyscore.com. Get started today. Auto financing the easy way.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, inventor of MyPillow. My employees and I would like to thank you for making MyPillow possible. Years ago, when I invented MyPillow, I thought I was the only one out there with problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I'd flip-flop all night or wake up with a sore neck or headache. So that's why I invented MyPillow. You can adjust MyPillow's patented fill to your exact individual needs to help you get to sleep faster and stay there longer. To get the quality sleep you need. I back it with my 10-year warranty and my 60-day money-back guarantee. And now to thank you, I'm bringing back my best offer ever. Buy one of my MyPillows and get another one absolutely free.
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 when you use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
Take off the tinfoil hat
and put on the Kevlar.
It's time for battle with Paul Preston and the Agenda 21 Show.
This week, this debate over free speech, what's valid, what's not, and who ultimately decides. Twitter says it will not suspend Alex Jones or his website InfoWars, as many other tech companies have done this week. Twitter CEO Jack Dorsey defending that decision with Sean Hannity on radio yesterday afternoon.
We do not shadow ban according to political ideology or viewpoint or content, period. We rely on a bunch of signals. We'll certainly miss things. We're certainly going to make mistakes along the way.
Well, Fox News media analyst Howard Kurtz, host of Media Buzz. He's got a story for this, on this rather, for years to come. I mean, how we sort through it, how we figure it out, how we justify what is appropriate and what is not. What do you think?
Well, first of all, it takes a bit of courage for Jack Dorsey, the CEO of Twitter, to come out and say he's not going to ban Alex Jones when you have these other tech giants, Facebook, Apple, Google, and others, kicking him off on the grounds of what they call hate speech or spreading conspiracy theories. And Dorsey is getting absolutely hammered on Twitter over his decision. Now, he says he's just following the service's rules, but what legions of critics are saying this morning, Bill, is what good are your rules if they don't exclude somebody who spreads false conspiracy theories theories, such as that the Sandy Hook school massacre in Connecticut never happened.
Okay, so he fired off a number of tweets explaining his decision yesterday. I'll read some of them and get you to react. Here's one. Accounts like Jones's can often sensationalize issues and spread unsubstantiated rumors, so it's critical journalists document, validate, and refute such information directly so people can form their own opinions. This is what serves the public conversation best. That seems to be an argument over free speech.
Yeah, that we can fight free speech with more free speech, but it really has gotten under the skin of journalists who are saying to Jack Dorsey and Twitter, it's not our job to clean up your platform, which has over the years developed into such an ugly cesspool at times. As Twitter also has a lot of good things. I'm on it all the time. And so essentially with that tweet, Jack Dorsey is sidestepping to a large degree his responsibility to police the content, saying, well, we'll put almost all of it out there except maybe death threats or something, and other people can fight it. And so he's kind of passing the baton to journalists to go after people.
So
like
here's your job and the job of others is to figure out what the policy is and how it affects people, whether it's justified or not. Dorsey defends it this way. Here's another tweet. Truth is, we've been terrible explaining our decisions in the past. We're fixing that. We're going to hold Jones to the same standard we hold to every account, not taking one-off actions to make us feel good in the short term and adding fuel to new conspiracy theories. He's obviously given this thought. But I come back to the same point time and again. How do you define this? What is hate speech to you? What is it to someone else? What is freedom of speech to one person? What is it to someone else? Where does this definition take us?
And that, Bill, is the nub of the problem.
Something that's shaping up for a long time. Go ahead.
Yeah, absolutely. Because, look, it's a private company. They can ban or not ban anybody they want. It's not a First Amendment issue. It is a free speech issue. And the problem is that Twitter, and Facebook has a similar issues, has been inconsistent in how it applies this. There have been, it does seem that there have been more retaliation and shadow banning despite his denial against conservatives. So there's a lot of concern there. It can be a slippery slope. But you have to draw a line somewhere. Otherwise, you're just saying, hey, we're like the phone company. People can say whatever they want. But the problem is this turns off your customers. Some journalists and others have been leaving Twitter because they're tired of the relentlessly toxic atmosphere. So the business model is everybody says what they want, but there is then the sort of moral debate you have some responsibility
here? That's a great point. You can really go in the gutter on some of these websites. There are a lot of trolling out there. Maybe you let the public decide whether or not they want to use your site or go somewhere else.
Really? Really, really? Let the public decide. Let the public decide. Yeah, let the public decide. You know, I see this whole thing, like with Alex Jones and even with us. I mean, because people say we pretty much are in the same. You know, anybody who's a citizen journalist actually falls into this. So that's all the rest of us out there as Americans, right? If you have doubt about something, you can't have it anymore. Because this is what the government says is the reality. Right, Bill Hemmer? Let the public decide. And, of course, Twitter, private company, yes, but they make a great point, and this is the point that I've been making. It's a free speech question. They're a private company. They can do what they want to do, but it is still a free speech issue. It is a free speech issue. And the public should be deciding whether people have all these doubts about Sandy Hook, whether people have all these doubts about what happened at the Pulse nightclub, whether people have doubts about what's happening and being reported right now by the government, by the way, because it's a police, right? It's the police in Georgia, and it's the police in New Mexico. They're doing all these things. Now, this is that's the government, isn't it? Don't we have a right to question what the government has done? That's really what it comes down to, isn't it? So, in fact, in the case of Sandy Hook, let's have a thorough investigation. Let's get all the evidence out on the table. Because there's just too much evidence that says that something nefarious happened there. There's too many questions. That's why people are questioning what happened there. That's why Alex Jones is doing it. I say there needs to be an investigation of this or anything else that Alex Jones or anybody else has been reporting as so-called fact that they believe to be fact based upon the evidence that they've gleaned off the internet. Now, that includes just about anybody who's out there right now as citizen journalists now, doesn't it? Because here is a fact of life to everyone out there Howie, and about fake news and Sandy Hook and things like that. People actually can research things and find out facts that they find very strange, and they all of a sudden question it. They question it, and they hold the government accountable. And it seems to me that Alex Jones has hit a nerve here. It has hit a nerve. He has hit a nerve with, and I'm, listen, I'm really not a big Alex Jones fan. I just to let you know. I certainly appreciate all the things he's done, but, you know, I think he's a little pompous and so on, of course. But he has a right to say what he's saying. And he doesn't need to be, you know, taken in and said, hey, you know, if he has a belief system, he has a right to say certain things happened. And if he's going to get sued for that, what's that all about? Well, maybe he should get sued and get discovery so you can actually see what evidence is on the other side if he's going to get sued in any issue. No, they don't want to do that, though. That's kind of interesting about this whole, some of the stories that have come out. They don't really want to take it to that point where real discovery happens. Now, that in itself is a story, but how are you not reporting that? Nor are you, Bill, or Fox News, or anybody else. But we in the Citizen Journalist Corps, we go, wait a minute, why is that happening? Why do these people want to find an issue by Alex Jones or anybody else, and they want to sue, they threaten suit, and they bring it up to the media. Oh, it's this way! And then all of a sudden, when it gets to discovery, they say no. Oh, no, no, we can't do that. We can't do that. Is it because there's more to the story? That's why I say, in these issues that pop up, if it's Sandy Hook, if it's Pulse or whatever, let's have a thorough investigation. I say what we need to do is get a citizens' commission together about these issues. A citizens' commission. And investigate all these things you might have questions about, such as Sandy Hook, and put it out in the public domain for everybody to see. That would be a first starter. And then get some other investigations going on, real ones, such as perhaps some congressional investigations. Might they actually get into things like maybe child grooming for school shootings? I'm just starting to ask questions now, aren't I? Silly of me as a citizen journalist, isn't it? But that's what is going on here. There seems to me that thou protest too much about the Sandy Hook issue. Let's investigate it. Let's have a thorough, from top to bottom investigation, even if it takes 2-3 years to do it. Because there's a lot of information that has not come out yet. It'll be nice to see it. That way, we've cleared the decks. We can say it happened or it didn't, or things are real or not. Stay with us. You're listening to Agenda 21 Radio.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a bill. Call 1-800-558-7297 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-558-7297 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-558-7297. That's 1-800-558-7297. Again, 1-800-558-7297.
A well-regulated militia is necessary to the security of a free state. The right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed. At Shooter's Paradise, we support and supply that right. Shop online at either shootersparadiseonline.us or theshootingstore.com to see our huge inventory and great prices. That's shootersparadiseonline.us or theshootingstore.com and enter the zip code 95993 to shop with Shooter's Paradise.
Do you need a car? Been shopping only to be turned down because of bad credit, low credit, no credit, bankruptcy, or divorce? Guess what? Today's your lucky day, because now you can buy a car, truck, or SUV, just about any vehicle. It's true. Bad credit? Doesn't matter. No credit? Doesn't matter. Bankruptcy or divorce, it just doesn't matter. As a matter of fact, your job is your ticket to your new vehicle. We're Auto Credit Express, and we've helped thousands of people just like you. Antonio H. told us, great company, got me connected, and the day I went in, I drove off in the car I wanted. 100% worth your time. Need a car? Get started now and drive off as early as today. Just go to 2ignoremyscore.com right now. That's www.2ignoremyscore.com. Auto financing the easy way. 2ignoremyscore.com. Get started today.
1132.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, inventor of MyPillow. My employees and I would like to thank you for making MyPillow possible. Years ago, when I invented MyPillow, I thought I was the only one out there with problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I'd flip-flop all night, or wake up with a sore neck or headache. So that's why I invented MyPillow. You can adjust MyPillow's patented fill to your exact individual needs to help you get to sleep faster and stay there longer, to get the quality sleep you need. I back it with my 10-year warranty and my 60-day money-back guarantee. And now to thank you, I'm bringing back my best offer ever. Buy one of my MyPillows and get another one absolutely free.
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 and use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
We're also a nation of laws. That's part of our tradition.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
Enjoying a nice cup of brew. A nice cup of brew. This is going to be very, very interesting. I think time in the future. Time in the future. I think there's going to be some other things that are going to happen, and announcements are going to happen. They keep on pushing this Sandy Hook thing. Get an investigation, a real one. With real people, real information, real facts. Answer real questions. Please. I'm all for it. And if it happened, it happened. If it didn't, it didn't. I mean, that's just the way it is. But there's a lot of information floating around out there that needs to be cleared up. Let's start digging. Let's look into all sorts of things, right? It's just kind of funny the way this whole thing is. It's kind of breaking out. But anyway, so Alex Jones should not be censored. There's no question about it, no matter what is going on. And censoring for free speech, I think, is really improper. It's not a violation of his civil rights because these are private companies that are doing the censoring. But it is a violation of our rights for freedom of speech by a private company. Now, this is, I know it sounds kind of like an oxymoron or it sounds like a conundrum. You cannot break. Yeah, you can if you're a private company and you sign agreements. That's part of the problem. But then when the company gets so ubiquitous, when it gets so big, and it's got such a stage, you know, is it a private or public entity at this point? You know what I'm saying? And should it fall under scrutiny of the government? It should. And should it be guaranteeing our civil rights? I believe so. Yeah, I do. So there's the dilemma. They're so big. They need to be broken up. That's what I've been saying for how long now? They're monopolies and they need to be broken up, exactly like AT&T was back before 1984. Actually, it was in 1984 that they were actually broken up. So you see, this is the rub. This is the thing that must happen out there. Yet they're not necessarily doing anything about it at this point. Yeah, I think it's because they're so big. That's what I think. I think it's because they're so big that. They're so big they can't fail type of thing. I'm just saying. Don't you hate it when I say that? I know when people say, just saying. I get these little notes, just saying. Just saying what? Just saying what? Okay. A story on Molly. We're going to get, don't worry, we're going to get back into the whole thing about what happened with the kid, 11 kids, the grooming training center that they have out there in the desert of New Mexico. We're going to talk about that. Molly Tibbetts, her situation, she's the girl who was abducted, the new story coming out. Iowa Man says, I was the last person to see her. And now this is the big story. We've got this coming up. I think they're going to play it. I don't know. It's just, we'll see. Maybe it's not going to play. I just, you know, I love it when the players don't play. And they say they were. It says, an Iowa man says police searched his home after he called to report he may have seen the last person, he may have been the last person to see the missing college student, Molly Tibbetts. Devin Riley told ABC News on Thursday he saw the University of Iowa sophomore running past his home on the evening of July 18th. I've seen her probably three or four times per week, he said. She kind of jogged down the street and towards the hill. I thought nothing of it until I heard somebody was missing, and it really hit me that I hadn't seen that runner since then. So maybe he knows something, right? Well, anyway, obviously he's a suspect. No, if he's the last guy seeing her, I mean, wouldn't you think that he's a suspect? Well, I don't know. Maybe not. Well, I would hope not, that just because he sees her and is a witness. But, you know, you never know how these things turn out. You just never know how these things turn out. So, anyway, Molly Tibbetts talk power of prayer before disappearance. That's something that they're talking about. We're going to give you hopefully we're going to get you this clip here because I want to hear what I want to hear it. I haven't heard it yet. This is a new one that's out there. So this guy sees her running, and he's the last man to see her. And apparently that's what we're waiting for here on this commercial. Why do they run these commercials? They're stupid. Nobody wants to watch them. And quite frankly, if it wasn't for this radio show and I hadn't brought this up, by the way, I wouldn't be watching it. Here we go.
Breaking news on the search for Molly Tibbetts, University of Iowa student now missing for 3 weeks. Brand new video from the day before Molly went missing. It's now public. Matt Finn back live in Brooklyn, Iowa. What can we learn from this new information, Matt?
Well, Bill, we're working to get the okay to air that video. But in that video, Molly is talking about the power of prayer and how she used the power of prayer in a difficult situation. And this morning, the reward for her return has hit $301,000. Crime Stoppers tells us that that is the largest reward for its organization in Iowa state history. And as every hour and every day goes by that Molly has not been found, the search seems to grow more desperate. However, Molly's father tells us that he is now more hopeful than ever because he says since his daughter's body has not been found, it increases the possibility that perhaps she is alive somewhere. Molly's dad says he thinks it's possible that Molly got into the car with someone she knows who made a terrible mistake, but he clarifies he doesn't know that for certain.
You know, a lot of that is just speculation and conjecture on my part. I'm a father who wants to know that his daughter is alive, and so I'm trying to think of logical scenarios where we can bring her home, and that's certainly one of them. But I know the authorities probably have a better handle on what's going on.
And those authorities have been extremely tight-lipped in this investigation. I spoke to someone in local law enforcement yesterday who says local law enforcement is basically being kept in the dark from the lead agencies, which is the FBI and the Iowa Department of Criminal Investigation. And we expect to get our weekly update from those lead agencies on Friday.
The FBI, the lead agency here. And we can't find this young lady. Lots of confidence, right? We'll be back.
Two, one, one, zero.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 1-800-558-7297 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-558-7297 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-558-7297. That's 1-800-558-7297. Again, 1-800-558-7297.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-826-1132. That's 800-826-1132. Again, 800-826-1132.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, inventor of MyPillow. My employees and I would like to thank you for making MyPillow possible. Years ago, when I invented MyPillow, I thought I was the only one out there with problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I'd flip-flop all night or wake up with a sore neck or headache. So that's why I invented MyPillow. You can adjust MyPillow's patented fill to your exact individual needs to help you get to sleep faster and stay there longer to get the quality sleep you need. I back it with my 10-year warranty and my 60-day money-back guarantee. And now to thank you, I'm bringing back my best offer ever. Buy one of my MyPillows and get another one absolutely free.
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 and use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
Back to Agenda 21 Radio with your host, Paul Preston.
And welcome back to Agenda 21 Radio. Yeah, let's have an investigation of let's pull out all the things that are appearing in Alex Jones or other alternative media that are conspiracy theories. Let's take the top 10 and let's investigate them. Okay? Let's investigate them. It's top to bottom. And the ones that the government or the media complex out there harangues Alex Jones about and others that did not happen the way they say it happened. Let's take the top 10. Let's go down the list. We should do that. Maybe next hour we'll have people call in and we can do that. What are some? Give me your top 10. Number one, which one should be investigated that it's a conspiracy theory out there that we should know about? Top 10, the government denies, or the government media complex denies and calls and ridicules everybody else. Yeah, you don't know what you're talking about because we're the big time media here. We know everything. The government is on our side. Yeah, don't you think we should do that? In all honesty. Anyway, thanks for listening to Agenda 21 Radio. Remember to visit our website, agenda21radio.news, and donate. In also New California, and you can donate there. Anyway, Thanks for all the support, by the way, for New California. It's been fantastic. And stay strong, America. We are exceptional Americans.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
You're listening to Paul Preston's Agenda 21 Radio. Stay tuned for more of Paul Preston's Agenda 21 Radio.
This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.